During a first-of-its-kind event last week, Algoma University presented its inaugural international conference on mental health and addictions that included presentations from more than 180 participants, including those in Australia, the Philippines, Kenya, the UK, Cameroon, Israel, Jordan, Pakistan, Sweden, Nigeria, and more. The conference host at Algoma's Brampton campus also included keynote presentations that focused on the importance of decolonization and indigenization, and ways of engaging with mental health and addiction issues, says a news release issued by Algoma University. With one in four people experiencing mental health issues in their lifetime, and substance abuse continuing to be a significant health concern, it is imperative that universities take a leading role in research aimed at understanding the causes and risk factors associated with these conditions, as well as identifying effective treatments and strategies to help people who are affected by mental health and addiction issues, says Dr. István Imre, Associate Vice President, Academic at Algoma University. Full text of the release follows. Last week, the School of Social Work at Algoma University hosted the inaugural International Conference on Mental Health and Addictions at its Brampton campus. This two-day hybrid conference focused on reimagining mental health and addiction under the COVID-19 pandemic. Registrants participated in a series of presentations and panel discussions primarily focused on addressing the causes and contributing factors to mental health and addiction problems. Participants also discussed how to address a range of related issues. Highlights of the conference included three keynote speakers, who focused on the importance of decolonization and indigenization, and ways of engaging with mental health and addiction issues. The keynote speakers included Mary Wabano McKay, Vice President Niaganiad, Anishinaabe Initiatives, Equity and Student Success at Algoma University, Dr. Charmaine Williams, Dean of the Factor in Wentash Faculty of Social Work from the University of Toronto, and Dr. Paul Banahene Adje, Associate Professor, School of Social Work and Interim Associate Vice President, Indigenous Research, at Memorial University. Mental health and addictions are critical national and international issues we are facing in the 21st century, shared Dr. István Imre, Associate Vice President, Academic at Algoma University. With one in four people experiencing mental health issues in their lifetime, and substance abuse continuing to be a significant health concern, it is imperative that universities take a leading role in research aimed at understanding the causes and risk factors associated with these conditions, as well as identifying effective treatments and strategies to help people who are affected by mental health and addiction issues. The inaugural conference was organized by faculty, staff and students in the School of Social Work and Department of Sociology at Algoma University in collaboration with colleagues from the University of Regina, Toronto Metropolitan University and groups from Kenya. This first-of-its-kind event generated significant interest, with presentations from 183 participants from different countries across the globe, including Australia, the Philippines, Kenya, the UK, the United States, Cameroon, Canada, Israel, Jordan, Pakistan, Sweden, Nigeria, and others. Conference organizers hope to continue this event on an annual basis.